never wants to do anything with me. She just reads. Doesn't she want to be friends anymore?
She probably does, but she may be going through a hard time right now. You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. As always, I'm Zach. I love to read books on long road trips, but I get frustrated when someone interrupts me every few minutes and then I lose my place. It's hard to keep up with the story when I get distracted. Sometimes friendships are like that. If your friend is going through a tough time, it can distract them from keeping up with your friendship. The wise thing to do is ask God for wisdom to help your friend and let him guide your actions. Then you may be able to praise God with Psalm 133:1, which says, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity." And now for our story. It's called The Duet. Brooklyn plopped into a chair at the kitchen table and wedged her cheeks between her fists. "I was just at Quinn's and asked if she wanted to go for a bike ride, but all she wants to do is sit on her porch and read," she told her mother. "She never wants to do anything I want to do. It's like she doesn't even want to be friends anymore." Mom wiped her hands on a dish towel and took a seat next to Brooklyn. "Do you remember what happened when you and Quinn played your piano duet at the nursing home last month?"
"Yeah," Brooklyn grumbled. "Quinn lost her place in the music."
Mom nodded. "And what did you do?" Brooklyn thought for a moment. "I kept playing, but what does that have to do with riding bikes?" "Well," Mom said, "sometimes in the middle of a song or even a friendship, our friends can forget how to play their music." Brooklyn listened intently as her mom continued, "I'm sure Quinn didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Maybe she just doesn't feel like going biking or something happened that upset her. What you need to remember is that you can't control what Quinn thinks or what she does. All you can do is keep playing your music."
"I'm not sure I understand," Brooklyn said with a wrinkled brow.
"What I mean is, when things like this happen between you and your friends, all you can do is be sure you're making wise choices. You can choose to be patient and kind and have a good attitude even when things aren't going your way. You can choose to love your friend no matter what, the way Jesus loves us. Trust him to help you take control of your thoughts and actions, and often the rest will fall into place. Just like our duet. When Quinn got lost, I kept playing, and it helped her find her way. It only took a few notes, and then we played perfectly together for the rest of the song."
"My point exactly," Mom said as she squeezed her tight. "Why don't you go back over to Quinn's? Maybe she's ready for that bike ride, or you could take a book along and read with her. Either way, I think you two have a duet to finish."
Well, how about you? Have you ever had a friend hurt your feelings? Do you get frustrated when things don't go your way? Sometimes our friends disappoint us and do things beyond our control. And though we can't control the actions of others, we can control how we respond. The next time a friend upsets you, remember to respond with love. Trust Jesus to help you be a patient, loving friend like he is. Our key verse is found in Psalm 133, verse 1.
"How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity."
And our key thought for today, seek unity in friendship. I hope that you love listening to the Keys for Kids stories every day. If you want to read them on your own, now you can do that on your Nook or Kindle. And when you're done with the stories, there's games and crafts for you too, like making slime from the Pity Puddle story. Just ask one of your parents to go to keysforkids.org and then click Shop. The Keys for Kids ebook is a fun way to have story time with God every day. So learn more about him and get the ebook at keysforkids.org. Then click Shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.